new show for y'all. Got a damn good show. Yeah. Before we start the show, tell them, Keith, how can they support the show?
OfficialHogsTwins.com. Got these new Let's Go Brandon shirts.
Oh, man, you gave it away, man. You screwed up the whole ad. You're supposed to say it's not Japanese, just tilt your head. Man, see, I gave you one thing to do and you screw it up.
Hey, we got all kinds of great t-shirts, hats.
Use discount code Omicron, you get 20% off.
Yeah.
Don't forget about a wellness line.
Delta 8 gummies. We got some melatonin.
Is that got Delta in it? Delta 8 in it too? That version, you can get the CBD or the Delta 8.
Yeah, it's got melatonin and Delta 8. You can get high and you can go to sleep. You can feel like Joe Biden. Get 20% off that too. What, Brandon?
Yeah, that's Brandon. Yeah. Our site, FishHogsTwins.com, is Omicron. Should all just right. Go, screw it. Just type in Brandon.
All right.
You get 20% off.
Yeah, also we got
if
some
you don't know how to spell Omicron, just put it in Brandon. Everybody know how to spell Brandon. Even I know how to spell Brandon. What's wrong, man?
No, you doing that talking
over hey, everybody, Keith's on the rag again. He need his My Doll and he needs some extra large maxi pads.
I got a heavy flow going. Blood's everywhere. Hey, let's get serious on this.
Yeah, also, tell them about the shows, man.
Yeah, we got some new comedy shows coming. We also, man, where the damn email go?
Man, you are so unprofessional today, man. You're usually pretty sharp.
We going to Joplin, Missouri, April 9th. We coming to Georgia, Decatur, Georgia, and Toccoa, Georgia, April 29th and April 30th. We're also coming to Montana, but those ticket links ain't. I think one of them got canceled yesterday. We said something about some gay people there. Like, it was just a joke. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, you know these gay
people. HogsTwinsTour.com for tickets.
Yeah, damn gay supremacy, man. They didn't cancel a lot of my shows, man.
Hey, today we're talking about, who is this guy, the CEO of Pfizer?
This dude's big time. He's CEO of Pfizer. This dude is in charge.
So CEO is at the top.
Yeah, chief executive officer.
If Pfizer was an Indian, what do you call them, packs of Indians?
What?
Tribes.
He would be the chief.
If
he would be the chief, man.
That's what I'm gonna say. If Pfizer was a tribe, Indian tribe, he would be the chief.
I already said that.
He'd be the one with all them fellas smoking a
peace pipe.
Yeah.
Telling all the other Indians what to do.
He would be that dude that was used to be on that butter.
What was that butter? What, Land of Lakes?
Yeah. He would be like, you know, that football team ain't got a mascot no more. He's just sitting there with that hard face.
Yeah, watching Redskins. You can't even call him that.
You can't.
You can't, man. Just watching a football team.
Yeah, but listen to what this man had to say just the other day.
Know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths. Against deaths, I think, very good.
Hmm.
And
you don't say.
Less protection against infection.
Huh. Shit he's don't work, huh?
He's got a deep voice like a...
Yeah, I don't trust nobody with an accent like that. That's a red flag for me. You do sound like a communist.
Okay, let's analyze.
That's why I don't trust Bernie Sanders. He sound like just like that, too.
Hey, let's analyze what he said. He said if you're vaccinated, you know, with the two jabs... It's very limited protection. And then he's not done there. He said it's very limited protection, if any.
That's like a woman going to a gynecologist to go get some birth control. Hey, man, it's very little protection, if any, and you take the pill and you get pregnant. It's a pretty good analogy, right?
Yeah.
Why y'all getting paid then if the shit don't work?
Y'all created billionaires with this.
Yeah, it's crazy. Y'all kicking people out of military? Y'all firing cops, nurses?
Yeah.
For nothing.
Yeah, so why, if that vaccination provides very limited protection, if any.
Yeah.
Right? You could actually throw out limited protection because it's if any protection. That's what you really said. You could take out the limited protection because you put at the end, if any.
That's crazy as hell. These dudes... Man.
So why didn't you come out and say that when all these nurses, All these people's getting fired for not being vaccinated. Why didn't you come out and say this to Joe Biden? Hey, don't do this mandate because these vaccines offer very limited protection, if any.
Yeah, why you wait so long? It's people's lives been ruined. Lost their jobs. Should have came. You should have said this like at least 8 months ago, man.
He's saying you can get protection from hospitalization and death if you get the booster. Let me say this. I always say this.
Oh, I see now.
Let me say this.
He owns the company. I see what your hustle is now. You trying to make some more money.
So
them two jabs ain't good enough. I need to get one more shot out of you.
And he's also setting up for any new variants in the future. That's what he's setting up. This is a great business model.
Yeah, I wish I could open up a business and say, hey, shit don't work. Hey, but you still gotta pay for it.
I mean, this sounds like robbery.
Yeah, it sounds like. And these people have immunity. See what happens when you give people immunity? People abuse it. You give Facebook immunity, they abuse it. Look at this pharmaceutical company, give them immunity. Look at some of these cops. The majority of cops are good, but a lot of cops abuse that immunity, take advantage of it. Power corrupts people. This is no different. You give anybody immunity, they're going to walk all over you.
Let me say this.
No, I don't think anybody deserves immunity, Keith. Why does Facebook need immunity?
Let's stick to Facebook.
I'm bringing up an interesting point. Why people need immunity? If you're doing the right thing and you following the laws and the rules, why do anybody need immunity?
It keeps frivolous lawsuits from happening.
But people abuse it. Look how they're censoring us. Look at big tech, man. They got immunity.
Yeah.
Look at the pharmaceutical companies. They got immunity.
Yeah.
He said the shit don't work.
He didn't say that.
Don't work unless you get the booster.
No, he said it works limited.
If any. That's what he said.
Imagine having a product where you're making billions of dollars and the CEO can come out and say, this provides limited protection, if any.
That's a damn good business model, man. That's my point, Keith. You can't give people immunity, they'll walk all over you. You can't.
Hey, let me say something. He says the booster provides protection. Okay. From going to the hospital and dying. So let me say this. The booster provides that, right?
What the hell's in that booster?
Hey, Kim, you killing it for me. I'm trying
the two shots is not good enough.
Yeah, okay.
What the hell's in that booster, man?
There's some damn vitamins and minerals in there, something. Kevin, let me say something. You messing up my point.
You know what they put in there? Ivermectin. And hydrochloroquine in it. You see that damn report Project Veritas came out?
I don't know what's in it. Take that back. That was a joke.
No, that shit, they just need to verify. They said that shit.
Project Veritas, it hasn't been verified yet. Yeah, about the hydrochloroquine and ivermectin.
Those documents look.
You made a joke about
it. What are you trying to say? Project Veritas got a typewriter and he's typing that shit up?
No, I'm not saying
he's got a damn government seal stamping that bitch?
No, I'm saying the joke about what Pfizer putting in a booster shot.
That's a joke. Obviously.
You got to say that.
If you don't know that's a joke, you're brain dead.
Okay, let me make my statement. Let me say what I'm going to say.
Don't say what you're going to say,
so
man.
I need you to be quiet for 30
I wouldn't be surprised
seconds.
If ivermectin was in there.
Thank you.
Ivermectin and hydrochloroquine. I can't even say that shit.
You put an extra couple Q's in
there. How you say it?
Hydrochloroquine? Man, take the Q out and put the CL in there.
Just call that shit Quinn. Put some Quinn and some Mectin in there.
Hey, Kevin, let me say something. Give me 30 seconds.
Go ahead, man. I ain't going to cut you off, man.
Okay, he said the booster shot provides protection for, getting really sick, hospitalization, and dying.
How he know?
Hey, I told you to shut the hell up for, 30 seconds. So let me say it again. The CEO of Pfizer said this booster shot provides protection from getting really sick and dying, right? And being hospitalized.
That's what they said about the two jabs, though, man.
Hey, Kim, can you shut up?
Now, this dude lost all credibility, man. How many damn more shots we got to get?
Kel, let me say something.
I ain't taking none of that shit.
Yeah,
we got give me some horse dewormer.
No, we got natural milk. We already had COVID.
Yeah, you still take the prophylactic, man.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So, get you a little bit more protection, if any.
Hey, producer, can you tell them to shut the hell up? Hey, Kel, let me say something.
All right, man.
All right, so the CEO of Pfizer, that immigrant.
He's an immigrant. He's definitely an immigrant. Ain't nobody getting raised talking like that.
Get what?
Ain't nobody growing up sounding like that.
Yeah, he's probably, but. Okay, but that's what makes this country great.
It's a land of immigrants.
Yeah, okay, let me say something.
You remember that one racist dude told us
Hey, Kevin, shut up. Remember no, that just
racist
shut up.
Dude told us to go back where we came from? I was like, dude, I was born here.
Yeah.
A racist white man told me that, man, because Keith cut him off. You damn near killed him. You probably deserved it.
Hey, Kev, let me say something about
you. You almost killed a perfectly good white man.
Hey, I tried. I can't even talk. I give up. I ain't going to even say it.
No, go ahead, man. I ain't going to say nothing else. I ain't going to say that.
All right, the CEO of Pfizer, he said this booster they came out with, right?
What'd he say, man?
He said that this booster provides protection against getting real sick and dying, hospitalizations, all that, right? Hmm. Now, he said that for that booster, right? Now, did y'all know before these vaccines was even available, 99% of the population didn't go to the hospital when they got COVID?
Wow, that's crazy.
So how do you know that this gives you extra protection? How did y'all like have a study where you took twins and gave them COVID?
Mm-hmm.
After give one of the twins a placebo. Mm-hmm. Like, give him the placebo. Give me the vaccine.
Yeah, give me some ivermectin or something.
And then get me sick with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all know that? Can you provide how y'all came up with that it provides protection? Can you?
That's a good question, man.
You can't, can you?
Can you prove it?
We're just supposed to take your word for it.
Yeah, this very irresponsible you to come out after all these months, after all these people. Like in New York, you can't even function. Like New York, California.
Unless you're vaccinated.
Yeah. A lot of places you can't even work.
Like, I wouldn't.
Now all these people that's been fired, now you need to fire the rest of these people. They ain't got that booster. What if people refuse that booster? Is the people in these states like New York City and New York and California, are they going to update their mandate? You need the booster or you're going to get fired?
Yeah, Biden.
I mean, how many shots do we have to take?
So I want to say this. I mean, it's not that I don't believe you, right, when it comes to this booster. It's like the Viagra pill.
Yeah.
Oh, that works.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. If you said it didn't work, I was like, no, every time I take this blue pill, man, it turns into a baseball bat.
I don't like Viagra. I like Cialis, man.
Yeah, me personally.
Viagra, give me a headache. I don't like doing all that stroking with a headache, you know. And plus, it's time dependent, you know.
Yeah.
You got to take, hey, I'll be right back. You go to the bathroom, take your blue pill. Say, hey, slow down. Hold up. Let's start slow. I need 15 minutes to warm up. That Cialis, you just pop it. Within three days?
Pay out. That Cialis is two.
Yeah,
but
Cialis.
It lasts for like 3 days.
I don't like Viagra, man. It's like time dependent.
Yeah, But anyway, so I'm done talking about this.
Hey, man.
Shut up. That was a damn good show.
Yeah. Michael Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing, built a great company, great products.
I mean, you can buy pillows, towels. You can even buy some stuff for your pets, for your dog.
I'm buying some stuff for my dog, Milo, and Ruby. We support people that have a great product and supports our country.
Yeah.
And they support freedom of speech.
Yeah, I don't support companies that's...
Yeah.
Just that don't support this country.
Yeah, I don't support companies that don't value other people's opinions. And the left is trying to destroy this man because he has a different opinion.
Yeah.
Just because he supported the president of the United States. So go to his website now.
Yeah.
Right? Use discount code HOGSTWINS.
Yeah.
Get a huge discount and you'll be supporting a patriot.
Yeah.
Don't forget, go to officialhogstwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab, hit the links, follow us on Telegram, follow us on Rumble, and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah. Go to officialhogstwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code ChineseVirus.
We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.